Hey there, Wild One. Welcome back. Today is day 6 of the Wild Ways Week on Wildly Intentional. It's a 7-day journey to help you discover how you're wired to unlearn, rebuild, and live on purpose. And today, we get to meet the creative builder. If your brain is always buzzing with ideas, and you've started more notebooks than you finished, if you dream about building something beautiful, but you don't want to lose yourself in the process, you might be a creative builder. You're not flaky. You're not all over the place. You're full of potential energy, and you're figuring out how to channel it in a way that's real and sustainable. This episode is for the ones balancing vision with real life, for the makers, the shapers, the sensitive doers, for the ones trying to create something new without burning out. If you haven't taken the quiz yet, hit pause and take it at wildlyintentional.com. It'll help you find your wild way. Creative builders see potential where others see a mess. They make beauty from the chaos. This name speaks to those whose creativity isn't just artistic, it's architectural. These are the visionaries who build businesses, movements, tiny joyful homes, or wild family cultures that don't look like anyone else's. They live in the tension of dreaming big and doing the dishes, of creating while caregiving. They don't wait for permission. They build what they need and invite others in. Structure and freedom live side by side here. Creative builders are multi-passionate, purpose-driven, and idea-rich. They're often artists, entrepreneurs, writers, innovators, or quiet creators, making things in the margins of everyday life. They are highly intuitive, fiercely values-driven, and they're often balancing parenting, home, and purpose-led work. They don't just want to produce. They want to create with meaning. These are the quiet architects of aligned living, and they're everywhere. You're the one making color-coded schedules, but secretly dreaming of living off-grid. You're managing the calendar and part-time gigs. That's you, creative builder. Like my friend Gina, who is running a photography business, little league for her small town, her farm, and raising 2 boys. So let's start here, because we can't talk about transformation without naming the tension. What does life feel like when this part of you is left unmet? You're overwhelmed from too many ideas, a backlog of unfinished projects, inconsistency, not because of laziness, but because of capacity. Doing it all alone, or feeling like no one gets their vision. But underneath the struggle, there's usually a deeper desire, a longing, a quiet hope for more ease, more alignment, more breath. Here's what this type is really craving: structure that doesn't suffocate them, momentum without burnout, permission to be multi-passionate and intentional, support for making things real, not just dreaming them up. But the beautiful thing is when you give yourself permission to lean into this wild way, you don't just survive, you shift, you change. This is what it can look like. Creative builders transform when they stop chasing output and start honoring process. They shift from, I have to do all the things, to I'll do what matters at my pace. They go from, I need a system, to I need a rhythm that works with me. They go from, I should be farther by now, to this is what building with intention looks like. They move from idea fatigue to a sustainable creative flow. So before we wrap, I want to leave you with a reflection. Take a breath. and see what rises for you. What's the idea you can't stop thinking about? And what's one small step toward it? You might be a creative builder if you have at least 3 Google Docs titled Idea Dump. You have multiple browser tabs open on both your phone and your computer. You get hyper-motivated and then overwhelmed and just want to take a nap. You're obsessed with planners, but don't use them past February. You crave both beauty and systems. You want to build something lasting, but deeply you. If this is resonating, you're not alone. Here's a series I think you'll love, crafted for people just like you. The Out Loud and On Purpose series is one that I think you'll enjoy. It features honest stories of integration and real-life creative expression. Episode 4 is all about how to curate and create a home library. It's about more than just buying books. It's about legacy. And Unrule the World is a series that challenges productivity scripts, building values-aligned work and family life. Episode 6 is called Innovation in Real Life, how my mentor Aaron Peretti and I built innovation workbooks like Quest and Guide and rewired our lives and the way that we think. If you're wanting some practical ways to help this wild way come to life, I've got you. Head to wildlyintentional.com/tools for free guides, prompts, and resources made just for your type. And yeah, I have a lot more in the works because I'm a creative builder too. Thanks for listening to day 6 of Wild Ways Week. Be sure to follow the show so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. We're diving into the wild blend. And if you haven't yet, take the Wild Way quiz and discover which wild type feels like home, plus tools, episode recommendations, and resources to go deeper. If this episode felt like a mirror, share it. And if you're not this type, keep listening because tomorrow's drop might be the one that lights you up. Tag Wildly Intentional and share your wild way on social because one ripple can start a revolution. That idea in your gut, it matters. You don't have to monetize everything. You don't have to finish all your projects, but you do get to honor what wants to come through you, and you don't have to do it alone. Until tomorrow, stay rooted, be brave, and live wildly intentional.